I think this kind of encompasses the last 40 years of me being a professional in the theatre. I get a chance to do a bit of everything that I love. You know, they even make me and Brenda do the dancing, and she's very good at it. I, on the other hand, I'm like, you know, one of those artist models that you creak into places when you want to... Yeah, that's me, really, a bit wooden.
No, he's not. He's not telling the truth at all. You watch him, and you're like, go for it, Norman.
She calls me slippery hips.
He's great. He's picking up... This choreography, you have to understand, this choreography is not easy. Even the dancers, you know, it took them... Well, OK, they didn't take too long to pick it up.
5 minutes.
Yeah, but even with them, they're like, it's full on. So I take my hat off to anybody who can do the dancers in this show, and Norman has literally slipped in like an eel. He's just doing everything. It's brilliant.
Wilbur, as a character, plays a really important role, I always think, when I see the show. You know, there's themes of acceptance that run all the way through, and I think his relationship with Edna is, in a lot of ways, one of the things that sort of cements that message and really hammers it home to people. It must be an amazing role for you to take on.
You are so brilliant. Everything you said is true. When I met Matt Rickson in the first day of rehearsal, he was very generous. He's done it before this production, and he came over and sat with me. And we agreed on that first day that what we had to do was make Edna and Wilbur's relationship as real as possible, because you don't just want the comedy value of a 6'4" woman in high heels and a wig and a little chubby fella standing next to her. You need to have the love and affection for each other, and that's what we've aimed to do. And so far, I would say, wouldn't you, Brenda, that that's what the audiences get. They don't only laugh at what we're doing, you can hear them go, ah, so it's sweet as well, without, well, hopefully without being sickly.
But the brilliant thing also is watching how quick they both are on their feet. If something, you know, it's live theatre, things don't always go how they're supposed to go. But it's so fantastic having Norman and Matt there that just know, spontaneous. And that, again, goes back to what he's saying. It's a testament of their relationship, their friendship off stage, that they can just pick it up and make it look like it is actually a script. And the audience will never know, because it is so natural. They're so fantastic.
You know, I've seen two or three versions of the tour that went around last year as well. And I think every time you see it, especially with Wilbur and Edna, you sort of see a different show to some extent. I mean, it's not so much improvisation, but like you say, there's little nuances where you can sort of pull little bits out. I'm guessing we're going to get some more of that with this tour as well.
It's funny, isn't it? You step into a role that other actors have done, and, you know, Wilbur's an iconic role, as is Edna, but you always bring something different to it because you're a different person. You have a different energy, and, yeah, I think my Wilbur's different to other people's Wilbur's, and you have to celebrate that. But, you know, within the confines of the piece, you don't want to betray the thrust of the piece, so you don't want to take liberties. You want to remain... within the structure of Hairspray, whilst bringing your own thing to it. So, well, I hope you think I do anyway. Fingers crossed.
And Brenda, like Norman said, he is the new boy in town. You're back as Maybelle. You must be really chuffed to be back with the show.
Oh my gosh, I loved it so much. The music, the songs, everything. I just love it. And I'm getting on a little bit. But when they said the tour's going out again, I jumped at it because I had such a good time last time.
Maybelle is absolutely a role that just gives you the chance to belt out those songs like there's no tomorrow, including I Know Where I've Been, which is a stunning song. And your performance of that during the last tour, literally, we were sitting in the theatre, I think it was in Wolverhampton, sat there, and the entire place when you'd finished was just silent. It was a gorgeous rendition of it, and it must be a song that you have to get so involved in. You can't sort of fake it. You've got to be there.
Yeah, no, there is no faking with that. I mean... I can relate to every single word that's in that song for one reason or another. Mm. And I think that it is like the message of the show as well. There's so many different things that people can draw on, but it's showing that, you know, you have to remember where you've come from to know where you're going. And there's been some, you know, some sad things that have happened in my life. But I use the song and I use the words of that song to draw strength from. And I'm hoping that people will listen to the words and also make them think, am I doing right by this person or am I doing right by that person? And just remembering what they've been through and giving thanks. Because there's so much... there's just so much going on in the world today that is just so sad, really sad, from, you know, all the terrorist attacks and people running down. But it's just really crazy. And I think people just need to take stock and just sit back for once and think about what they're doing and know where they've been and know where they're going to. And I love the song. I love it's just such a poignant song with such a poignant message that means so much to so many different people.
And I'm glad that there's another number, Hairspray, before I have to go back on stage, because I'm in the wings every night crying while the guys and Bren are doing that.
Gives you a
song.
Chance to compose yourself.
Absolutely. I have to wipe the tears away before I step back on as Wilbur.
Yeah.
And it is. It's very touching. In fact, the first night here, which was our preview and the first time I'd ever done this particular cast production on this set, people gave Brenda a standing ovation before she'd finished singing that song. And you don't get that very often, do you?
No, you don't. And it's really nice to get that reception. For me, a song has a beginning and a middle and an end, so you've got to take everybody on that journey. There's just no point in throwing those words away, because like I say, they're very, very important words to and mean so much to so many different people.
But it is a very happy show. It's a very happy clappy show, and the sort of show that if you want to come down to Birmingham and really get involved in theatre, absolutely want to bring the kids to as well for the first time to come and see a musical. Tell us a bit about the show, what the message is, and how you can come out with a smile on your face.
Well, you're absolutely right. The balance is correct. There is a message, but the message isn't pushed at you. It's not rammed down your throat. What's rammed down your throat is you're going to have a good time. Yeah. And you walk into the theatre to see Hairspray, whatever mood you're in, you'll go out with a smile on your face. And you'll probably end up dancing at the end. Now, there'll be people listening to this and thinking, oh, no, I don't want to do that. People will look at me. No, it's a crowd event. It's like being at the best party you've ever been to.
I love the finale, especially, you know, last night I was looking out and you can see the audience and you can see them trying to do the moves for You Can't Stop the Beat. And they've only seen it probably once, you know, and they're trying to emulate.
They know the motion of the ocean, which, as I say that, I'm waving my right arm up and down like a wave.
And that is the beauty of this show. You can do what you want to do, be who you want to be, just stand for what you believe in and go for it.
Have you got a favourite scene or a favourite song or a moment that you think...
Yeah, let me go first. It's Brenda's song in Act Two that we spoke about. It's just so beautifully... I mean, the voices on it, I mean, she's got a voice to kill for. Mm. But everybody else who's in that song, they all sing beautifully. And I've never missed, in all the rehearsals and all the shows we've done so far, I've never missed standing in the wings for that song, because that's the highlight for me. Sorry, Brent.
Now, you've got to pick a Wilbur moment now.
I know you don't.
Look, I do love Timeless for me. I think it is the funniest and most dynamic number, as in... Mm. You know, what they do is so clever. And you can't just... it's written very cleverly, but you've got to be able to pull that off in order to make that work. And these guys do it so amazingly. You can't cut that, and you can't... You know, that's not something that you can get taught. That's ingrown in you. It's inbred in you. And just watching that piece is so funny. And I listen out, because I'm getting ready for I Know Where I've Been, so unfortunately I can't be watching In the Wings, but if I could, I would be. I think it is the number that gets the best reaction. Do you know what I mean? And I do love... You Can't Stop the Beat, because we're all on stage at the same time then, and shows a nice unity.
And when we get to beat, as they call it, it's pub time.
Yeah.
you can't stop the norm going to the pub, is what I'm thinking.
You can't stop the dream.
I reckon you could get that in tonight, no one ever knows. So why should people come and see Hairspray then? Tell us in the most succinct way you can, because you could go on forever for the reasons that people should come down. Why should people get off their seats and come down to the Hippodrome to see Hairspray?
They should come and see Hairspray at the Hippodrome, because they can forget their everyday worries. Come and see something that's truly uplifting and makes you sparkle. The production sparkles, and so will you.
Perfect. Ditto.